One of the things that I love about our church is that we don't all have the same background. Some of us have grown up in church. Some of us, this is the only church that we've ever known. And for some of us, church is new. And in fact, if we're honest, it's a little bit strange sometimes. We're still trying to figure out what's going on. And this large tub on the stage is going to be one of those things that you're saying, what on earth are they doing here this morning? Well, so I wanted to spend a few moments explaining what we're doing here this morning, and it'll be a reminder for those of us who would say that we're familiar with church life, and it might be just an information session for those of you who this is new. Now, one of the wonderful things about West Heights is that even for those of us who have grown up attending church, the reality is that we represent a variety of traditions and a variety of expressions of the Christian faith. And so for some of us here, well, we've experienced baptism that is different than how we are going to practice baptism today. And you know what? That's okay. Because we have a view of God's family that is big enough to understand that we have brothers and sisters in faith who practice their faith differently than we do. But here at West Heights, we are a part of a tradition of Jesus followers called Anabaptists. And the early Anabaptists came to the conclusion that baptism was for individuals who had made their own decision to follow Jesus. See, they understood baptism as a symbol of commitment and loyalty to Jesus that somebody had to make for themselves. Now, we know that Anabaptists are not the only group of Christians who think about baptism this way. And again, we know that there are other people who love Jesus and are a part of different Christian traditions that practice baptism differently. But this is how we understand what the Bible teaches, and this is how we practice baptism here at West Heights Community Church. In Mark chapter 1, we read that one day Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. Now, unlike the other people who went to John to be baptized, they went to John because they wanted forgiveness of sins. Jesus is sinless. And so Jesus' baptism was a way of him demonstrating his commitment to God's mission, that he was all in with what God was doing. And so this morning, we can see baptism as one way that we can follow in the footsteps of Jesus and demonstrate our own commitment to what God is doing. In Matthew 28, Jesus says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you." Jesus starts off his ministry by being baptized, and he ends his ministry by instructing his followers to go and to tell other people about him, and to invite them into a relationship with Jesus as Jesus' followers. And when people make that step of believing and choosing to follow Jesus, they are to baptize those individuals. And so, as we look at how the first Christians lived this out, we are told in Acts that many people heard the message of Jesus, became believers, and were baptized. As Anabaptist followers of Jesus, we believe that this order is clear. That baptism is a symbol of the new life that Jesus has brought about in an individual's life. And so baptism happens after somebody chooses to believe in Jesus. Now, in a few moments, you'll get a chance to hear from Marcus, Michelle, and Lydia, who are sitting up here. And you're going to have a chance to hear their story of what God has been doing in their lives, and in fact, what God continues to do in their lives. And in many ways, today, what they are doing as they are being baptized is declaring out loud something that has already been real inside them for quite some time. Now, the way that we baptize is to completely immerse the individual. And baptizing in this way has some beautiful symbolism. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul describes baptism as a way of reminding us of Jesus' burial and resurrection. That in being baptized, we are symbolically identifying ourselves with Jesus being buried in the tomb. Our old self, our self before we met Jesus, is dead. And that in coming out of the water, we have been brought to new life because Jesus is alive. And so Paul writes, "For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. And with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead." Now, I've mentioned that we are part of a group of Christ followers called Anabaptists, but more locally, we are part of a church family called the Be in Christ. And since the early days, the Be in Christ, or the Brethren in Christ, have baptized people by having them kneel in water and bow forward three times. Again, this is about symbolism. In bowing forward, it's a sign of humble obedience to Jesus. And we do this three times in honor of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to say a couple more things before we move on to having the candidates up here and we proceed with the baptisms this morning. For some of us, we have been a follower of Jesus for quite some time now, and we have put off being baptized for one reason or another. Now, you might have been like me at age 19 when I was baptized, who had put it off for quite some time. I'd been a follower of Jesus my entire life, and to tell you the truth, there was no reason why I hadn't been baptized sooner, with the exception of I just kept on trying to get myself to be perfect before I could be baptized. And I wasn't doing a good job of that either. And let me just say out loud this morning that baptism is not for perfect people. It's actually for very imperfect people. And people who recognize that on their own, things aren't going so well, and they're relying on Jesus. Baptism is a way of us saying, I can't do life on my own. I'm relying on Jesus each and every day, and I'm committing myself to him. Now, another reason why people don't get baptized is because they're scared of what our candidates today are going to do. They're going to stand up here, and they are going to share their God story with us this morning. They're being very brave in doing so. And I know for some of them, public speaking is not the thing that they love doing. In fact, this is them overcoming a fear. This is one of the reasons why some people avoid being baptized. And if this is you, again, baptism is not for good public speakers. If this is a barrier for you being baptized, we're going to get rid of that barrier. Talk to me. We can tell your story any number of ways. Somebody else could read it for you. We could video you and show up on the screen. We could use puppets and mime if we had to. Probably not so much the puppets and mime, but we will find another way of telling your story so that public speaking doesn't need to be the reason why you are not baptized. It's important to be able to hear one another's story, but that should not be the reason why you don't get baptized. And so today, if you are a follower of Jesus and you are not yet baptized, but you would like to be, you're invited to talk with me, send me an email, send the church office an email. We'd love to do another one of these services in the fall. And so if this is something you're interested in, let us know. Now, as a part of our service this morning, we are going to have Marcus, Michelle, and Lydia tell a bit of their story. And as you hear their story, I want to invite you to be listening for how God wants to speak to you. We aren't just hearing because we want to hear a nice story before they get wet. We're hearing the story of how God has been at work in their lives. And it's an opportunity for us to say, yes, God is good. I hear that God is at work. God is real. God is doing something. It's an opportunity for those of us who are going through a difficult season in our faith stories to be able to say, oh, It doesn't need to be this way. You know, God is good, even though right now it feels really tough. For those of us who haven't made a decision to follow Jesus, maybe in hearing these stories, we get a sense that God is inviting us to follow Jesus for the first time. And there may be others of us who have followed Jesus for many, many years, and we have not taken a step to be baptized. And this morning, as we hear these stories, we might hear God say, I want you to take this step. I want you to stand up and say, yes, this is for real in my life, and I'm committing myself. There's something very special about having a moment in time that we can look back on and say, that was the moment where I stood up and said, I'm all in. Maybe this morning you are hearing Jesus inviting you to do that. Let us pray for our candidates this morning, and then we will watch a short video, and we will get a chance to hear some stories. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for who you are and what you've done for us. Lord, we want to say thank you for Lydia, for Marcus, for Michelle, and for what you are doing in their lives and making them new. Lord, this morning as they come forward, we ask that you would give them strength, you would give them boldness, that you would give them confidence, that they would feel your peace here, and that through all of this they would experience you in a new and a fresh way. For those of us who get to be witnesses this morning, give us ears to hear what you want to say to us. In your name we pray. Amen.